New questions were raised today about who's in charge in Russia. The issue has come up before, given President Boris Yeltsin's poor health and his frequent and prolonged absences, but no one in the Kremlin had ever publicly questioned the president's authority until today. Now Boris Yeltsin's new security chief, Alexander Lebed, is challenging the authenticity of presidential decrees on Chechnya, and that challenge is prompting speculation about whether Yeltsin is still running the country. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
President Yeltsin's office continues to insist the president isn't ill, merely tired. And to prove the point, they say he's off for a two-day trip in the picturesque lakeland of northwestern Russia, scouting out a location for a still longer break. But if Yeltsin is merely tired, then it seems very peculiar he's leaving the capital just when the bloodiest fighting in Chechnya is about to erupt. As of today, the Kremlin is a cacophony of competing voices and contradictory decrees. And the issue which has blown open the facade of calm and order is Chechnya, the war President Yeltsin declared was over just 2 months ago. And the man who's leading the charge is his hand-picked National Security Chief Alexander Lebed, a blunt-talking retired general who has all the popular appeal the bureaucrats in the Kremlin lack. Lebed was brought on board after a strong showing in the first round of presidential elections. The hope was he could deliver his votes to Yeltsin in the second round. Yeltsin even hinted Lebed might make a good successor in 4 years, hardly the sort of thing to endear him to other Yeltsin aides. Perhaps they went along with all this because they thought they could manage Lebed, who, after all, was new to politics. They were wrong. Lebed immediately wrangled with Yeltsin's chief of staff, Anatoly Chubais, and Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin. He demanded power. While he didn't get all he wanted, Yeltsin did grant him extraordinary authority to resolve the conflict in Chechnya. Making a mockery of all the soothing reports the Kremlin has been issuing for months, Lebed declared the generals corrupt, the army incompetent, and the war unwinnable. After the Chechen rebels humiliated the army by storming into Grozny earlier this month, he initiated peace talks. The Russian press adored him. But Lebed found his power was not what he had been promised. He was repeatedly defied by those he was supposed to be in charge of. And when he demanded that the head of the Interior Ministry be fired, Yeltsin, or those speaking in the name of Yeltsin, didn't back him. Yeltsin hasn't met with Lebed since he took on Chechnya, nor has he appeared in public. And this weekend, Yeltsin issued another decree over Lebed's head. He demanded the rebels be removed from Grozny, but that peace talks continue. Flatly incompatible goals. Emboldened by the decree, the commanding general in Chechnya ordered all residents out of Grozny by Thursday, threatening to bomb the city until the rebels leave. Lebed protested today. He said the storming of Grozny would ruin peace efforts. He questioned whether President Yeltsin had participated in the preparation of the decree, noting he certainly had not been consulted. And last but not least, he said Yeltsin's orders were issued with a facsimile of the president's signature rather than signed by the president in person. With that political bombshell, Lebed is heading for Chechnya, where terrified Russian citizens are flooding out of the capital. The refugees, clutching small children, many with little more than the clothes they have on, say Russian planes have already started attacking. Asked how the young and the elderly were supposed to leave the city where streets are mined and there's no transportation, the Russian general in charge said today, that's not his problem. Lebed may be able to stop the coming assault, but this will not answer the question he has brought to the forefront. Who is really running Russia? I'm Ann Garrels in Moscow.